Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host this morning and I am Dr. Bessie Fletcher on Blog Talk Radio, the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network, where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. It's a easy place and a nice place and a peaceful place to be. On Saturday mornings, as we come and we sit around the round table, I always ask individuals to call your friends and your family and plant a seed into their minds by sharing the thought of unity in the mother and daughter relationship and how those thoughts and that unity creates a healthy mother and daughter relationship, which creates a healthy mother and daughter family, and that will pass through generations and generations to come. With that being said, I just want to say, Father God, we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for choosing us to be mothers. We thank you for making us so carefully with such a wonderful thought that we will be recreators of your creation. What a wonderful thing and a wonderful place and a wonderful person to be, created especially to recreate the makings of a thought that transpired through the mind of God himself. Father God, we thank you for that. We thank you for choosing us. We take our responsibilities seriously. We know that as a mother, we are responsible for the rearing of your children, with a special emphasis on those daughters who are going to be used to recreate the human being in the form in which you desire. So Father God, we thank you for the honor, we thank you for the opportunity, and we just bless each and every mother and daughter around the world this morning. We just want to say whatever it is that you're going through, good, bad, or indifference, if you do it with Jesus, there's no pain and there's no pressure. And this, too, will pass. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm excited this morning. We have a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to talk to mothers and daughters around the world. Mothers and daughters, I mean, there are people on the line that you don't even realize who's there when you're talking about the Internet. And the reason I say that is because I had a listener that listens on the Internet, and she asked me, Dr. Fletcher, do you know how many listeners that you had this particular morning? This is, I think, 2 weeks ago. And I said, well, no, not really, because I don't go around trying to figure out how many people are listening. I would love for the world to listen. But I figure whoever's on there are the people that the Holy Spirit has chosen, and those are the people that are supposed to hear the message. And I live out of that thought. So therefore, I don't have any expectations of numbers and who should and should not be on. And she said, well, I was 447, I think, or 42, and at the end of the show, there was 506 people on the show that particular Saturday morning. Did you know that? And I said, well, no. Well, Blog Talk is forever, you know, telling me that the show is growing and is getting very popular. You know, I can't get into that, but I wanted you to know that I appreciate every last listener, even though all of you I cannot see on the switchboard. I just want you to know that it was brought to my attention that you are out there. I just want you to know that I appreciate it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling to know that you're saying something and you're knowing that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is speaking through you and it is reaching out and touching mothers and daughters from all over the world. So as we grow, we're going to grow peacefully and in harmony and in grace. And I thank you for allowing me to be a part of your Saturday morning. I know it's not easy getting up on Saturday mornings, but I thank you so very much. And for all the listeners, Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's look at a little bit for new people that are coming on. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host on Blog Talk Radio, where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. I'm going to get the number out just in case. Sometimes people get on the internet and don't have the number. The number is 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. It will tell you to click 1 if you want to join in on the conversation, and therefore I can see it and click. I'm going to do something maybe a little different next week and have someone else on that will be able to take your messages, your questions. If someone has a question and they are on the internet, I'm going to place someone that will be able to look at the messages and be able to transform those messages to me so I can answer some questions or get your comments about what you think about the topic, or, you know, to join in on the conversation. Some people don't want to actually speak on the radio, but we're going to give you an opportunity to get on the internet and just type in a question, make a statement. Our stimulating topic today is the now in the mother and daughter relationship. And when that topic came to me, I was like, wow, the now in the mother and daughter relationship. I think you're going to like this. I'm excited about it. I like it, as I like all of them. I'm a little partial, but, you know, hey, the Holy Spirit speak. I like everything he says because everything he says is true. I want to thank all of the individuals that have posted a pledge for becoming partners with us. If you would, please, if you would send those pledges in, we are headed for the mother and daughter crusade on September the 10th. 2011. We are getting very, very close to it. I ask you, if you would please, to any support that you want to give for that particular event, go ahead and send it in. You can go to www.mdbn.org. That's www.mdbn.org, and click on the donation button. If you would like to speak to me personally, you can call me at 786-462-6470. That's 786-462-6470. And we'll answer. Again, our topic this morning is the now in the mother and daughter relationship. I just want to tell you briefly that we are going on a cruise on November the 13th. We're going to Jamaica. It's a 6-day cruise. You have to the 12th of August to pay your payments in full. And if you want to go, you have to, all payments have to be paid in full from August the 12th on. We have the mother and daughter ball on November the 12th. That's the night prior to. So we have a busy little schedule here in November. We have November the 12th. We have the Cinderella ball. That's exciting. I'm hearing more and more about individuals having a dress and they're getting ready, and we have a group that's actually just getting their body in shape. They are getting ready to go to Jamaica to have a good time, look good. I got to get my stuff together as well because I'm like, wow, I'm impressed. So if they are working on it, I got to work on it too so we can all look good together. I've not found the dress, but some people have, and that's a good thing. They don't have to worry about it. Okay, again, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and you can reach me, contact me, find out any information about the organization by going to drbessie.com. That's www.drbessie.com. When you're there, look at the events, and it will take you through all of the events that we're doing, give you information, and tell you exactly what to do to participate in these activities. You don't want to miss it. It's not necessarily that you have to have a daughter to come. A lot of times people think when we say mother and daughter event, well, I would love to go, but I don't have a daughter. If you are a woman, you are a daughter, and you are more than welcome to anything that we do because you have a relationship with your mother, And that relationship hopefully wasn't a good relationship. But every relationship has some types of bonding effects that you're liking and bonding, or you want to strengthen that bond. You know, there's three dimensions in every situation, and that's some of what we're going to talk about today. So what I want you to do is just to come into the mindset that I'm a woman, I'm a daughter, I can attend because I can participate. I can share my mother and daughter relationship, and maybe it will be a healing for someone else. Now, on September the 10th, we have the crusade. Now, the crusade is a free event. You don't have to pay. The only thing that we're asking you to do is to bring one non-perishable food item, because we are working with Kim Bacardi and the Good Karma Group, and what we're doing there is that we're raising food, getting food for Food for the Poor. That's an organization, and that's one that she supports. And in this collaboration, we want to at least help someone else, and we chose to help feed the poor. So, but you have to register, and Kimberly has designed a wonderful registration form, and if you go to www.mdbn.org, that's M as in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network, .org. Click on the first button, and then it will tell you the first one or two, I think it's like the first three or four items on the side. You click on that, it's going to tell you about the registration form. Go on there, fill the registration form out. That will reserve you a ticket. That will reserve you a seat to that event. Do it now. Don't wait till the last minute because you don't want to miss this. And pass it on to your friends, your family. It's going to be in Miami, Florida, September the 10th. So get your registration in now. All right? That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to beat you to death about it, but you're talking about mothers and daughters coming together, and we are going to be talking to mothers that are and daughters that are 100 and older. You don't want to miss that. How many opportunities do you get to talk to women that's over 100 years old, to hear what they have to say? Think about it. How much wisdom can you get out of that? I want to thank all of the committees, the ambassadors, the committees for the crusade, the vision board. It's just absolutely awesome. You ladies help me be the best that I can be. And you know who you are. God knows who you are, and that's more important because it's from God that you – that he gets the glory from you participating in a project that he's put us all in charge of. Our topic this morning is the now and the mother and daughter relationship. This Saturday, we do not have, we actually don't have a sponsor for this month, and so we're sponsored by the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. Next month, we do have a sponsor, and we'll talk about that next Saturday. I don't want to jump the gun, all right? So we'll skip the brought to you by, we can say, the Mother and Daughter Bonding Crusade for September the 10th. Let's give them a plug and all the ladies that are working on the Crusade Committee, brought to you by them on behalf of God. Last week, we talked about mothers and daughters learning the art of being patient. Now, when we looked at the word art, we looked at the ability and the skills and the talent and actually sculpturing that relationship through thought. The words are putty type of instrument that you can shape and mold a thought. So when you look at the word art and look at the word being, you know, being is life form. So you're talking about taking words and shaping a life form, creating a human being through actually speaking a word. And I know sometimes in the world we may not be able to visualize that, but as a Christian, you know what that means. God used words to create. He didn't use his hands and all that. He used his words, and his words was formed into whatever he said. So when we look at the word art, the ability, we look at the word being, we're talking about form, forming the individual, the personality, the consciousness of a person. And then we look at the word patience. And we talked about it is to endure or to tolerate an individual or a thing, to be uncomplaining. So, but if you notice, I use the word word before each word. And I know that may sound kind of like redundant, but it's not. Follow it. The word word before each word. Because I want you to get in the mindset of your intro conversation, which are made of words, which are used to formulate the consciousness of the person in which you are translating your words to. And then you got to be patient to make sure that the person is getting the translation that you are translating. In other words, when you're saying something, make sure that the person understands your meaning. Because in their heads, they may say, what in the world is she talking about? You may be saying that right now. It's okay. Because at least I know your conversation is working. I know you understand that you are having a conversation in your head because you're trying to figure out exactly what I'm saying. But what I want you to understand is that that intro conversation in your head is made up of words. And those words create a thought, which create a vision, which manifests into your reality. And that brings us to our topic for this week. Now, not only do you have to have patience, we're going to talk about looking at the words and creating a consciousness of transformation of your past and your future and draw it back into the now in the mother and daughter relationship. Before we can explore the word now, we have to look at the position of the word now and how it is positioned within the mother and daughter relationship. Now, the word now is positioned between the word past and the word future. See, that's three dimensions. Everything is in three. It's the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The past, the now, the future. The word now is the least used word in the bonding process of the mother and daughter relationship. The focus in the bonding process of the relationship is mainly leaning heavily toward the past. And then it will slightly tilt over to the future. It wavers back and forth and rarely stops in the middle of the now. Now let's look at the past and what it means. The past is your history. It is what went on before. It is an early period of time. It is something that's old. In other words, it is a situation or a time that is gone. You can't get that back. You can't change the past. There's nothing you can do about the past. And so once you get your conversations focused on, you know what, on the words of there's nothing I can do about the past. It's gone. Even if it's the worst mistake you've ever made in your life, you need to speak to your daughter or your mother and say, you know what? I am so sorry. That was our past. I apologize for it. I repent for it. And I want us to move on from this point, which is the now, on. On the other hand, mothers and daughters tend to kind of move to the future in their thoughts. of their bonding process, which is good if you're projecting a positive image of the relationship. So it's always good to write it down, have the vision, you know, where you want to go, because it is your desires that God honors. So when you write it down, then you're projecting a future image. That is faith. That is the substance of things that is not seen, but it's hopeful. It's hopeful, it's not seen. And I want to make sure I get that right. So when you're doing that, you want to project something that you know is already ordained by God. Because Jesus said, I can only do what the Father does or say what the Father says, because he knows that once the Father says it, then it is. Now, what does that say? Say it. The Father said it, and it is. So it's the same thing with you. It's those words. Once you say it, then it is. So you want, in order for it to manifest, you want to align yourself up with the word. So in most cases, when a mother and daughter is working on bonding or increasing their bond, they're working on erasing a negative situation or a negative thought or a negative image, something that they don't want to keep anymore. So the bond was broken because of something negative. A bond is never broken from something that's positive or happy. Those are the positive, that's the glue that increases the bond, that strengthens it, the happiness, the positiveness of your words. So in order to get rid of a negative, you must replace it with a positive. Now, we've heard this over and over again, but yet when we say something negative, we just keep going. You know, you can't just keep going, because then it's going to register and it's going to have a place. That's why when Jesus spoke of binding, you know, to bind something, you know, you also have to lose something. Everything is done. You know, if you take this away, you got to put something back there. There's no empty space. You got to replace it. So to get rid of a negative, you got to replace it with a positive. If you say something negative, oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that, and say the good, it automatically replaces that thought in your consciousness, and it erases the negative thought from your subconscious mind and replace it with a positive thought. Therefore, you're still building. Now, we are human in body and spirit and our soul and our makeup of God, so therefore we will make error. That's why we have Jesus, so that we can repent. Repent is to say, forgive me, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, and move on. You're Christian, it's done. So it's the same with your words. If you say something negative, replace it with something positive. It's the same concept. So when we look at our past, it is replaced with our future. I'm going to say that again. I've been talking so much, and my voice is scratchy, so please forgive me for a scratchy voice. So when we look at our past, it is replaced with our future. Your past you can't do anything about, but your future you can project that image, that desire to experience the good and the blessings, and that will override anything negative from your past. And the time of living is the now. See, you know, I used to have people say to me, oh, I'm just so stressed. And I used to say it too. And I remember I started training years and years ago. God showed me there's no such thing as stressed. That's just a word and a thought that man uses, but there's no such thing as stress in the realm of spirituality, because if you live in the now, If you say to yourself, right now, this moment, I have everything that I need, you will be there. You will be in the moment, and you will feel peace. You will be calm. If nothing can disturb you right now, this moment. And try that. Right now, this moment, I have everything that I need. You cannot even get upset. But if you go thinking about what happened in the past, it will bring up an energy force that will get your heart beating fast. It will bring all kinds of words into your conversation. It will bring up fear. It will bring up doubt. And you are outside of the will of God. He did not design us to live in the past. Or if you move forward into the future and start worrying about what's going to happen and projecting what you think is going to happen, and you have no idea what's going to happen. None of us do. But that conversation that you have has two participants. You have the Holy Spirit speaking to you, and you have Satan. So Satan's job is to make you think that you know something. His job is to make you think that you can predict the future. He wants to tell you, well, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen to you. Now, the minute you buy into that and bring it into your now, right now, this moment, you have entered it into your subconscious mind. It will later play out as you go forward. So you have to be real careful with the words that you place in your now. Because your now is where you experience life. You are only living right now at this moment. This is it. There was a movie called This Is As Good As It Gets. Well, this is true. Look at yourself. This is as good as it gets. You are as healthy as you're going to be, as pretty as you're going to be. Everything is in the now, but it's all about your consciousness. It's all about your faith. It's all about your belief. You have to believe that right now, this moment, I am. That's where you start living in the present. Right now, this moment, I am. That brings you right into the present, right now. It is the now of your consciousness. It is the now of your thoughts within your words. It is the now of your experience with the Holy Spirit. It is your now of your promises from God. Everything lies within the now. If you are living anywhere other than the now, you are outside of the will of God. He said, no man will know the time, the day, nor the hour. Now, you must believe that. We don't even know how God is going to come, what position, who he's going to use, what time he's going to use it, what's the amount that he's going to do. We don't even know. That's why we have to have faith. We just got to know that what he said, he will do, and he has done it in the now. Now, God tells us to take no thought of tomorrow. That is our future. And he says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is the future. He's telling you right up front, because you don't have to worry about where you're going to sleep, what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. Because he says, what? I'm taking care of you now. Don't go to tomorrow. I got that covered. Just stay right with me. I am here now. Stay in the spot. Let's commune together right here. God tells us not to judge lest we be judged. Now, that means your past. Now, you cannot judge someone in the present because the present is now. It is now. You can't judge somebody from the future because it hasn't happened yet. So you can only judge a person from the past. But that's one of the things that he tells us not to do. So unless you are living in the now, we are out of order. It is out of the realm of the will of God. God gave us the present, and people say that all the time. It is a present. It is a gift. He says, I give you the present. It is a gift. It is a gift of now. It is where you have life. It is where you have power. It is where you have authority. It is where you can renew your mind. All of that happens now. Not tomorrow. It happens right now. It is. Now, most of you have heard the saying that God is a right now God. I've heard people say that so many times. God is a right now God. Yeah, God is a right now God. God is an on-time God. God is. God is now. See, when you say God is, you are saying now. You're not saying God will be, God may, God shall. It says God is. So that's now. Now, if you believe that, then I would go so far to say is that if you believe that God is a right now God, then you will not say, I'm waiting on God. People say that and they don't realize it's a cliche. God said, before you could ask, I have already given it to you. And so you got to listen to the words. I've already. Already means it's done. I don't have to think about it. I've already done it. All you got to do is live it now. You got to believe it now. It will manifest now. So if you really believe that God is a right now God, you stop waiting on him because he's here now. And see, when I listen, if you think about it now, contradictions in words, because people say, you know, God is always with me. Wherever I go, God is with me. God is, God is, God is, God is. But, Lord, I tell you what, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm just waiting on the Lord. That's doubt. He can't be an ongoing, right now God and a wait on God. You either got to be one or the other. And that's how the now works in your mother and daughter relationship. Now, I use that example so I could get your thoughts wrapped around the word N-O-W, now. Because now is the same in your mother and daughter relationship. It was the mother, it was now, and it's the daughter. You got a trinity. Because the mother, you're pregnant. And now the birth, and then we have the daughter. That's the creation of the mother and daughter relationship. Now, it is the same type of relationship you have with God. It's a personal relationship. You know, we want to have a personal relationship with God, but we don't have a personal relationship with our mother, and we don't have a personal relationship with our daughter, or it's one that we just tolerate. Whatever it is, it's always a working relationship. It's forever pregnant, as people want to say about the Word of God. Well, it's the same with your relationship with your daughter. It's forever pregnant. It's forever growing. Don't look for it to be at a perfect situation. Whatever happens, you have to deal with it now, and then you move on. You ask for forgiveness now, and then you move on. That's what we do with God. And if you can do that with God, who is the creator of all things, why can't you do that with your daughter? Why can't you do that with your mother? Why can't you say, I'm sorry? I'm not a perfect mother. I made a mistake. Please forgive me. Let's move on. You do it with God. You go to God and say, you know, God, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. You know, I repent. And you believe in your heart and soul that God has forgiven you because you are really relying on the promise of his word to be true, to be faithful. Well, as a mother, your daughter is really relying on the promise of your words to be true and to be faithful. Because she's got to take your words and she's got to present it to her family, her daughter, her son. So it's the same relationship that you're trying to build with God or building with God as a personal relationship. You've got to build that same relationship with your children, your daughter especially, because God has created her to recreate another human being. So we are made in his image, and we should operate in his image. We should operate out of the thought of God, to be quick to forgive, to be quick to love, to be quick to honor. It is honoring. Daughters, you must honor your mother. Mothers, you must honor your daughter. That's the balance. But you can't say, I'm going to do it next week, or I did it in the past, and she still turned on me, or I tried to help my mother, and she did so and so and so. See, that's the past. Or I'll think about it, and maybe somewhere in the future, if it hits me right, I'll do it. You don't even know if you're going to live past this moment. This is all you got. This is the moment. It is right now, this moment. Now, you can try to project your life as to when you're going to die. But God says, stay in the moment. And he told you can live up to 120 years. But you got to believe that. It's not going to happen if you don't believe it. In order to do that, you've got to operate in the commandments to get to that 120. And he tells you that. So you are made in his image, and you should operate in those thoughts. Before, you have to... So therefore, you have to stop judging. You have to stop judging your mother or your daughter. You got to stop bringing up the past mistakes. Stop predicting negative thoughts for her future. Don't say to someone, you're never going to be anything, or that's never going to work for you, or why do you think you can do that? Who do you think you are? Don't say to them, well, you tried that in the past or something like that in the past. You see what you saw exactly what happened. It didn't work for you. Now you want to do it again? Why would you say that? Why don't you live in the now and say all things are possible if you believe? If you would just measure your thoughts on the now, you will not judge or predict the future. You would just enjoy the presence of God where there is only peace now. Your peace is right now. If you try to go back, there's no peace back there. If you try to go forward, there's no peace up there because you don't know what's up there. How can you have peace and you don't even know? How can you have peace when you have something negative in your past? Peace is right now. God is present, forever present, so forever peace. Therefore, where there is peace, there is love. And where there is love, there is forgiveness. And that all happens right now. That's how you transform your mind. in order to get into the thoughts of God, you've got to get into the now, because he is now, he's present, he's with us, you hear this conversation, you are actually experiencing God as I speak. And you can only experience that now. I thank you for listening. I'm going to open up the lines and have a conversation. Good morning, 954. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm awesome. How are you this morning?
I am good. I am good.
Well, as always, I'm sitting here and I'm listening and I'm visualizing and learning. When you give me the topic, lately what I do, I put in the topic on my laptop and I see what comes up. And I'm looking at a beautiful picture of a young hand passing a beautiful wrapped gift. And you can see, you only see the hand, a beautiful wrapped gift. And another hand, which you can detect that it's an older hand because of the condition of the hand. And I envisioned that, as you were saying, today is a gift. That's why it is called, the present. It is a present to be in use, and you said it. But when I saw that picture, I was like, wow, what an awesome thought. Just think of staying in the moment. When you're in that two standing one-on-one between a mother and a daughter or a mother and a child, and mm-hmm. it is a gift to be in that moment. And when we stop trying to go back, everything is going to be all right. Mm-hmm. No matter what has happened, everything is fine if we stay in the moment. Because we only have authority and power over the over each moment.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was so awesome. And when I saw that picture, it just brought it home for me. If we
when
just
you,
learn
you
to
that
stay
picture,
in the moment.
What did you, said when you heard the topic and you put it into your computer and you came up with a picture, what did you put in?
I put in just what you said, the entire topic.
Okay.
The now in the middle and daughter. I put in the now versus the past and future is what I put in.
Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't know if you put in the now and mothers and daughters. I wanted to see what that was.
No, I put in the now versus the past and future. And when I saw that beautiful wrapped gift being handed to the other hand, I just thought, wow, that is so awesome. Because you don't think about the now being a present, but the words denote the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Today is a
wow.
gift. That's why we call it a present.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, how awesome is that? You always
That's
bring
it.
Some stimulating topics to the table to really give us something to really think about. And I just want to say thank you for that. And
thank
it's the
you,
only
thank
way
you.
That I was able to overcome what I had been holding over my mom, to be in the moment.
Yes. Yes.
What it is that she goes through every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, see, you could sit there and talk to her all day long about what happened in the past, but being in the condition that she's in now, that's not going to help her, and it's not going to help you.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Can come to the now and enjoy your mother.
Enjoy
and
each moment.
It will erase all of those negative thoughts and replace them
Amen.
With
Amen.
Positive spiritual feeling. I want you to
Amen.
Send me that particular what is it?
I'll forward it to you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Fight that you're on. I would like to see that. That's That was something we might could use. Thank you for
yes,
sharing
ma'am.
That with me. Well, yes, no one ma'am. Else. Anyone else want to talk? I don't know if anybody else is clicking or not. So, anyone else want to join the conversation? Okay, here we go. Thank you, Cynthia. I appreciate it. Have a good
I
one.
I appreciate you as well. You as well. Bye bye now.
Good morning, 347. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Betsy. I am doing great. This was an interesting conversation today about the now in your mother and daughter relationship, the now in your life, the now. It is just awesome. And a lot of us always think that we have the future, or some of us look back on the past. But it is so important to focus on the now, because like you said, that's all we have is now. God didn't guarantee us tomorrow. All we have is now. And when you look at the now in your relationship, just the now, what you can do at this present time, it is just so awesome if you just focus on that. Now in so many other relationships, now in your relationship with God, now in your relationship with your family, and your relationship with your daughter. And I just think this topic really touched home. The way you explain it, you went in detail, you explain what now is, and it is just awesome. And that's what I'm going to concentrate on this week, is just the now in my relationship with my daughter, with my relationship with my family, and my relationship with God. Because, like you said, that's exactly what you have, is the now. You don't have tomorrow. And if you can deal with the now and don't worry about what happened in the past and focus on the now, you know that you're going to have a brighter future because you're dealing with the now, and that's what God gives you.
Yeah, that's a skill. And, you know, when you were talking, what came up in my mind was that, you know, people will say, I will, you know, later, and keep putting up procrastination. You know, that's the devil's weapon. He loves that. He loves to tell you, oh, you don't have to do it now. Do it later. The person dies, and then all of a sudden you're going to have a fit. You're going to pass out, and you go to the funeral, and people can't even hear the service because you're crying and acting a fool because, what, you are feeling so guilty because you didn't do it in the now and thought you had the future. And that's why people have such a hard time at funerals. And you know, because the guilt. They can't get past the guilt of, why didn't I do it? It wasn't that serious. Why did I wait? What was I thinking? And they got to live with that for the rest of their lives because they didn't take what God gave them. He said, if you have an aunt with someone, you take care of it now.
Yeah.
So you wait thinking that you know more than God. He told you, do it now. But people want to wait. Oh, I know. God don't know what he's talking about. I know because I can do it next week. They go on today at 3 o'clock. So, you know, that's why I tell people I don't have issues with anybody. Because whatever is on my mind, I speak to the person then. I've done that since I was a child. And now I do it much better than I used to do it. You know, I'm not going to come in front to you. We have an honest conversation here. I used to didn't do it well, but I did it. I did it right then. So now I've learned, since I'm a Christian, how to do it in a Christian way. And sometimes it's still hard because that old me wants to come up and handle it a different way, and I have to keep saying no. But I thank God for Jesus because now I can really press that down and say, no, that's not the way we're going to handle it. We're going to handle it this way. I had a situation this week, and when it came up, you know, it was a relative. And what I did when I got ready to call the relative, oh, yes, the conversation came up real high, like, well, you know, you need to say this to her and you need to tell her like this because, you know, that was the way I normally would and that's the way she probably expected for me to do it. But she didn't answer the phone when I called, and I'm telling you this because it was an experience for me. By time, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, no, that's not the way you're going to handle it. You're going to handle it as a child of God, and you're going to stop We're going to think about it, and then we're going to talk. I stopped. I didn't even call her back. I just waited. Well, I called, before I called, this is what the Holy Spirit told me. So I called her, because if I'd have called her when I was in my other thoughts, I wouldn't have said it really nice. When I called her, I said it so nice that when she called me back, we had a conversation. And we had a conversation, and it was handled in a godly manner. But, you know, because we have those old ways of thinking, and we have to work at this thing. It's not easy. So I don't come to the table on Saturday morning bringing, I bring what the Holy Spirit tells me. I deliver it the way he tells me. But I also know that we got to go to the Holy Spirit. We got to go before God, and we got to ask for help and guidance on how to do it, and then ask, help me do it. Because I don't know how this person is going to react. Help me. Help me find the words. Help me say, let me release myself to you so that it will be done correctly. But everything is now. All the important things in your life is living, and it's right now. So thank you for listening. Thank you for calling in. I truly appreciate it. And it should be an interesting week. I'd like to hear some comments next week about what happened when you concentrated on the now this week. Okay.
Well, this is I got one thing more to say. My birthday is coming up August 13th, and I haven't talked or communicate with one of my sisters for like over 20 years, and her birthday is coming up also. So God has spoke to me and told me like to be in the now and to try to make amends. I'm going to call. I'm going to try to sit it up. I'm going to try to see what happens. But I'm going to do as my God says do. I've been putting this off for now like 20 years, so I'm trying to get it together. And I just thank you, Dr. Betsy, because without you and without God and the knowledge, you know, I wouldn't even have reached out to my sister or my other sisters and my daughter. I wouldn't know where my daughter was for like 5 years. So I just thank you, and I just say continue to do what you're doing and just continue to help people. And through your ministry and through your different conventions and stuff like that, God spoke to me, and I took back my name, Evangelist Sawyer Davis, and I am just so happy, and I just thank God for you. And I know it's probably more than 500, more than 5,000 people that really listen to you, and you touch them every day. So I thank you again.
Thank you, thank you. We thank God. We thank the Holy Spirit because, you know, it's not me. I get up and I say, okay, Holy Spirit, what are we talking about today? And I just release myself to the Holy Spirit and say, okay, go ahead, start writing. My fingers get to going, and he gets to talking. But it's so amazing when I get on the radio, the things that I wrote down and the Holy Spirit is talking to me, he just takes off and does something totally, not different, but he expands on what I wrote down. And I'm amazed at the things that come out of my mouth when I'm talking. I'm like, go ahead, Holy Spirit. I feel like I'm just holding on for dear life, and he just takes off. So I just thank God for using me, you know, out of all the people in the world, he chose me to represent him in the mother and daughter arena. I am so excited about that. I don't know what to do. All right, thank you so very much. I thank you for being a part of this. I thank each and every listener on the line for being a part. It helps me do what God has asked me to do. Have a great day. Let's see, we have 678. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great.
And I just wanted to really, in fact, the last caller said pretty much what I wanted to say, and I just thank you for that message on the now, because like you said, if we dwell in the past, you know, we can never, you won't be able to get to the now. And if you dwell on the future, you can't concentrate on the now. So we do have to deal what God tells us to do right now. And Paul said we're supposed to forget those things that are behind us and press to the mark of the high calling. And, you know, that high calling is what God is calling you to do right now in your life. He may tell you to go witness. He may tell you to go minister to someone, like the last caller said about her sister, you know. But the thing is, we cannot be in delayed disobedience, because delayed disobedience is still disobedience. And so I just thank you for that, because right now I'm dealing with some nows, and the enemy will come to you and whisper those past failures or those past hurts in your life. But when you deal on, okay, what is going on now, it doesn't matter what happened in the past or what was said in the past, but as long as we can get and stay in the now so we can press to that mark of a higher calling, everything's going to work out fine as long as we continue to trust God. And I just thank you for that message this morning. I truly do.
Thank you. You know, when you were talking, God is so awesome. You know, he was telling me, he said to tell her that that's the only thing the devil can use. He can only use your past, and then he tries to tell you, whisper things of knowledge of the future, which he really doesn't know. You see, that goes that shadow of death. He uses the past because, see, he knows that you know that, and he knows it. So you, when you hear him talking to you about the past, you know, the mind will assume that he knows the future. He has no knowledge of the future. Only God knows the future. Why would God tell a fallen angel the future, someone that Jesus had to come and get the power, the keys, beat him down to save us, and they're going to tell him what he's going to do? Makes no sense. So, therefore, all he has is your past, because, see, you have your past. You know that as being a fact that it did happen. And if you live long enough, he can distort the past to where you really don't really know. Have you ever seen someone tell something that happened 10 years ago and tell it all wrong? I don't know if you dare call them.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. But what they do, they tell it wrong. After 10 years, they tell a story, and they tell the story. And it's, you say, well, that's not the way I remembered it. Oh, that's not what I mean.
Right.
You say, no. Remember this happened and that happened and da-da-da-da. And they will argue you down. No. So
right.
He can distort the past to make you think that it was this when it wasn't, or even, you know, try to project something that you are looking at right now and tell you it's something else when you're looking at what it really is. So his job is to confuse your mind by interjecting other words. He will put words in there to make you have a different thought. So anyway, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. You know, have a blessed week.
You too.
Now, what I want to say in this last few minutes is that it is so important to where you are, where you're going, how you're going to maintain in that blessing, is that you've got to always think of the now. Now, that is a job, and I am going to work. I am one to tell you. This is not the first time I've had this message. This is a increased on a message. I did this message when I spoke at a church, I think, in the early part of 2000. And now God has brought this message back to me, and he elevated the thoughts in it. I'm going to concentrate this week, and that's going to be my thing. I'm going to do everything that I possibly can to stay in the now. So let's do that, and let's see what the blessings are. And maybe we can share some joy next week on Saturday. Be blessed. Stay in the now. Know that God is now. Not tomorrow. Not last week. He's now. He's with you every step of the way. He will not let you go astray. Just keep in mind, through the Holy Spirit, he's going to lead and guide you. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit can stay ever present with you right now, this moment. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.